For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Superintendent of Mid Prairie and Kyoto School Districts, Mark Schneider.
I saw in the minutes for the Kyoto School Board meeting that the school board decided to continue sharing.
Yes, the board voted 3-2 to continue the superintendent sharing agreement with Mid Prairie for next school year. The only vote was on continuing to sharing the superintendent. The other options haven't been discussed. I mean, obviously, there was one option where the superintendent would also be the elementary principal. Obviously, that's not going to happen with the sharing continuing between Kyoto and Mid Prairie.
Is that something that you guys would discuss at your next meeting, or is this kind of like a long-term?
I think those other administrative options would happen, whether it's at the next meeting, it would certainly be in the January or February meeting. That would be the Kyoto board meeting. Now, Mid Prairie hasn't yet discussed the superintendent sharing arrangement. I mean, Kyoto is the only one that has decided so far. I assume that the Mid Prairie School Board will be voting in December on that issue.
Are they holding off because of this joint evaluation that's coming up?
Right. I think normally both boards have waited till the evaluation has been completed, but Kyoto school board members want to spend a little bit longer time this fall discussing that. That's why the discussion started in October.
With winter coming, what do you have in place in terms of how you decide when to cancel school when it comes to snow and maybe cold temperatures?
Yep, normally what happens, Nathan, is I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I drive the roads. Now, obviously, I don't get up every morning at 4:30, but on days when there is a prediction of snow or ice the night before, I will get up. I will drive the roads. I get up at 4:30, hit the roads about 10, 15 minutes after I get up, drive the roads for about an hour, and I have a route that I drive in Mid Prairie that takes me on county hardtops, it takes me on the county gravel roads, and it also takes me on Highway 1 and Highway 22. And then usually about a quarter till 6, 10 till 6, I'll make my decision so that it's on the local media and I can notify everybody by 6 o'clock in the morning. For Kyoto, what happens is as I'm driving the roads, usually about 5:30, I'll call the transportation director in Kyoto, and he usually has checked the roads by then, and we'll have a discussion and make a decision for the Kyoto School District. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, both districts will do the same thing, but every once in a while, there's different conditions in different districts. Mid Prairie is like 215 square miles, and Kyoto is about 50 square miles, so that's quite a large area. So sometimes conditions are different in both districts, but 9 times out of 10, we end up doing the same thing for both districts.
When it comes to wind chill and low temperatures?
Wind chill is obviously a little bit different. I still like to get up in the morning to make that decision. And the reason I like to do it, Nathan, is because, well, this is my 14th year superintendent, and I have seen conditions change overnight. I have seen people make decisions the night before, like say, for instance, to delay school or call off school, and then the next morning it's not that bad. So that's why I like to wait to the next morning. And I like to do it on a consistent basis because I believe that parents like that consistency. They know exactly what routine I use, and they know that I'm going to try to let them know by 6 o'clock in the morning, rather than if I would call it in the afternoon, evening, early morning. This way it takes a little bit of the guesswork out of it. They know exactly when I'm going to make the decision.
Is it a normal work day for teachers when there's a cancellation?
No, it's a normal work day for the superintendent, I can tell you that. I always make sure I go to work on any day I cancel school because of the weather, because I don't want people saying I made the decision just so I wouldn't have to go to work. But no, in both districts, it is a normal work day for custodian, but for all other staff, it is not a normal work day, because keep in mind, those days will have to be made up, so they will be coming in to make those days up at a later date. But since custodians are 12-month employees, it's expected to be a regular work day for custodians.
That was my conversation with Mark Schneider, Superintendent of Mid Prairie and Kyoto School Districts, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.